Title: Composing B-Sections That Contrast the Drop Advanced. Alright, let's build a B-section that actually earns its place. In drum and bass, drop A is your statement. That's where the identity is loud and clear. The main drum pocket, the bass hook, the sound palette that tells the listener, this is the record. The B-section is where a track either becomes professional or it starts feeling like a loop that ran out of ideas. So the goal today is contrast without losing momentum. Fresh, darker, more story-driven but still obviously the same track. Here's what we're making. A 16 to 32 bar B-section that contrasts the drop in at least three dimensions. Think rhythm, bass logic, and space. Not random changes. Planned, controlled differences. Step 0. Prep. Duplicate your drop correctly. Go into arrangement view and select your drop A. Maybe it's bars 33 to 49, whatever yours is. Duplicate times so you've got a new chunk of space to work with. Then label it immediately. Put a marker for drop A and another for drop B, like drop B contrast. This matters more than it sounds like it does, because we're not starting over. We're making a variation, and variation is what keeps continuity. Now before you touch sound design, we do the pro move, a contrast plan. Pick three levers. Just three. This keeps you from changing everything and accidentally writing a different track. Your choices are things like drum pocket, bass arrangement, tonal filtering, space and width, or a rule change, like no ride in B or alternate to fill every four bars. And here is a big teacher tip. Also think in anchors. You want two or three continuity cues that do not change, like the snare sample stays the same, or the sub-rhythm stays the same, or the same drum reverb tail stays consistent, or a vocal tag that appears in both sections. At the same time, schedule two or three contrast events. These are the noticeable oh, we're in a new scene moments. Maybe the bass articulation changes, maybe the hats go dark, maybe your stereo policy changes and the B is more mono and deep. Simple rule. If the listener can't recognize at least one element across a to B, you didn't make a B section. You made a different tune. So, quick example plan you can literally copy. For drums, fewer hats and more swingy ghost notes. For bass, call and response, where A is more sustained and B is more stabby. For space, deeper snare room and a couple dubby delay throws. Cool. Now we execute. Step 2. Rhythmic contrast without losing the D-den beat engine. First, keep the anchors. Keep kick and snare recognizable. In most cases, you don't want to rewrite the entire kick and snare pattern for B, because that's your identity. Also keep the sub-rhythm compatible with the original groove. You can change bass mids a lot, but the sub is the dance floor's compass. Now, change hats and percussion in a structured way. Go to your hats group and drop an auto filter after the samples. Set it to LP24. In the B section, automate the cutoff down. You're basically taking some brightness away so the section feels darker and deeper. As a starting range, try moving from something like 8 to 12 kHz down to around 4 to 7 kHz over 8 bars. If it gets too dull, add a little drive on the filter, like 2 to 5 dB, just to keep a bit of edge. Then add groove changes only for B. And I really mean only for B. Use the groove pool. Try something like MPC 16 swing around 55 to 58, and commit it to specific percussion clips, not the entire drum group. The idea is pocket shift, not everything got drunk. Optional but powerful, a halftime illusion for just 2 to 4 bars. This is a great trick when you want the listener to feel like the floor drops out, but you don't want to actually stop being drum and bass. Keep the snare on 2 and 4, but reduce hat density, let reverbs ring a bit longer, maybe put a tom or a foley hit on bar starts. It creates this slowed perception and when you bring the roll back, it hits harder without adding volume. Step 3. Bass contrast. Call and response plus negative space. Most weak B sections add more notes. Pros often delete notes. Here's the fast method. Duplicate your bass MIDI clip, then delete 30 to 50% of the notes on purpose. Keep the best rhythmic cells, usually those little pushes around the snares, the moments where the bass answers the drums. Now you're going to create a second bass voice, but keep it in the same family. This is not introduce a brand new lead. It's like the same character under different lighting. Make a new channel called Bass B Voice. Build a stock Ableton chain. Start with Wave Eatable. Use a basic shape blend like sine into triangle, or a saw-based Wave Eatable if you want more teeth. For unison, keep it disciplined. Two voices and amount around 10 to 20%. Don't widen your low end into mush. Then add saturator with soft clip-on. Drive somewhere around 2 to 6 dB. Add auto filter, LP12 or LP24, and use a subtle envelope amount like 5 to 15 so the filter breathes. Add amp in clean or bass mode, light drive, maybe 1 to 3. Then EQ 8. High pass at about 25 to 35 Hz, and if it gets boxy, manually notch a couple dB around 200 to 400. Now arrange it like a conversation. The new voice censors the original bass. It doesn't stack continuously, and leave gaps around snare hits so the drums still punch. Quick impact preservation check. Solo drums and bass. If the snare feels smaller in B, don't immediately reach for transient shaping. Often it's because the bass is stepping on the snare moment. Make space in the bass pattern first. Now sub-discipline. If you don't already have one, make a dedicated sub track. Operator sign or wavitable sign, doesn't matter. Put utility on it. Width at 0%, mono, always. Then sidechain compress it from the kick, or a ghost trigger. Use Ableton's compressor. Sidechain input from the kick. Ratio around 3 to 1 up to 6 to 1. Attack 1 to 10 milliseconds. Release 60 to 140 milliseconds, depending on tempo and groove. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. Enough to breathe, not enough to wobble. In the B section, keep the sub-rhythm similar to A. You can change the mid-bass story, but keep the low-end language consistent. Step 4. Contrast with space. Depth, not wash. One of the most common mistakes is using reverb as the entire concept of contrast. Too much reverb kills punch and makes your B section feel like it's behind a curtain. Instead, do control depth. On the snare or snare bus, automate a hybrid reverb. You can use algorithmic for a tight room or convolution if you want gritty realism. Try decay around 0.4 to 0.9 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. High pass the reverb around 200 to 400 Hz to keep the low end clean. Then automate the mix. Maybe A is around 5 to 12%, and B moves up into 12 to 20. That subtle change is often enough to make the room feel different. Next, dubby throws. Classic, make a return track called dub delay. Put echo on it. Set time to 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Feedback 25 to 45%. Filter it. High pass around 250 to 500 Hz. Low pass around 4 to 8 kHz. Add a bit of saturation, like 2 to 5. Then add a reverb after it, short to medium, like 0.8 to 1.6 seconds. And keep that filtered too. Now the workflow. Don't leave the delay on all the time. That's how you smear your groove. Instead, pick one or two bass hits per four bars. Automate the send up briefly, just for those hits. It becomes an identity stamp for the B section without turning into clutter. Step 5. Add a new hook that isn't another lead. This is where people get excited and accidentally ruin their arrangement by introducing a second main melody. Don't do that. Use a secondary hook. Something that feels like a callout, not the new headline. Options. A vocal chop that lands on bar 4, 8, 12, 16. A metallic stab, like a short rave stab, filtered dark. Or an amen-style fill layer in the last two bars of every 8. In Ableton, a super practical method is, drop a one-shot into simpler in one-shot mode. Add redux lightly for texture. Bits around 10 to 12. Downsample around 1.5 to 3. Dry wet 10 to 25%. Then auto-pan, but set phase to 0 degrees so it behaves more like tremolo than wide panning. Rate 1/8 or 1/16, amount 10 to 25%. Now you've got movement without huge level shifts. Now step 6, the actual 16-bar B blueprint. We're going to make it feel like it evolves, not loops. Bars 1 to 4, pull the hats back with that filter automation. Bass becomes call and response. Add that subtle snare room change. This is the new scene reveal, but it's still readable. Bars 5 to 8. Introduce the dub delay throws on one or two hits. Add a secondary hook once. Just once. Think of it like an ear landmark. Bars 9 to 12. Now you earn progression. Increase drum ghost detail or bring back a hat layer. And do a tiny energy lift on the bass filter. Tiny. This is where a lot of B sections fail, because bars 9 to 16 are basically copy-paste of bars 1 to 8. Make it a second chapter. Bars 13 to 16. Exit strategy. Add a signature fill, like an amen snippet, tom run, or snare flam. Briefly lift the air by returning some top end, so you're conditioning the listener for what comes next. And if you want a really effective transition, do a micro break, one beat of silence or a quick mute right before the next section. It's a small move that makes the next impact feel huge. Now, extra advanced upgrades you can try if you want the B section to feel like real artistry. You can add metric contrast without changing tempo for 2 to 4 bars, add a filtered rim or perk repeating every 3/16 or 5/16. Keep it low in the mix so it's felt more than heard. In Ableton, Set the clip loop length to 3/16 or 5/16 and let it phase against the bar. It adds tension without messing up the main groove. Or try a negative drop B section. Energy stays, density drops. Remove a hat layer and a mid-bass layer. Increase distortion slightly on the remaining bass. Add 1 signature FX moment per 4 bars. This is especially confident in rollers. Or a subtle harmonic pivot. Keep the root and sub pattern the same, but color it with 1 borrowed tone. Like adding a flat 2 or flat 6 as a stab pitch moment. Don't reharmonize everything. Just tint the scene. Now step 7. Fast mix translation checks. Because advanced arrangement means nothing if it doesn't hit. Mono check. Put utility on the master. Set width to 0% for 10 seconds while the B plays. If the B collapses, you relied on width instead of arrangement. Fix the arrangement first, then rebuild stereo. Spectrum sanity. Throw spectrum on and confirm you didn't lose low mid power in B. Darker doesn't mean empty. A slash B loudness. Make sure B didn't get quieter by accident. Level match with clip gain or group faders. Sometimes A B section feels less exciting just because it's A D B down. Two quick sanity checks I love. Snare impact check. Solo drums and bass. If snare feels weaker, reduce bass overlap at snare moments. Footwork check. Mute everything except kick, snare, and sub for 8 bars. If it still grooves, you're safe. If it doesn't groove there, no amount of ear candy will save it. Common mistakes to avoid as you build. Don't change everything at once. Contrast becomes confusion. Don't overlayer basses. If you add a second voice, reduce the first. Don't use reverb as your entire contrast idea. Depth is controlled, filtered, and intentional. Don't forget internal progression. Every 4 to 8 bars, something evolves. And don't neglect transitions. Without micro fills, quick mutes, or little automation moves, the B feels pasted in. Now, here's your mini challenge. Give yourself 20 minutes. Duplicate your drop. Choose 3 contrast levers and write them down. This audio version is shortened for playback.